Good morning, LinkedIn friends, Value First Nation. Welcome to another episode of Value First AI Daily, your collaborative AI intelligence report. Happy Wednesday, August 13th, 2025. How are we doing, Nico?
Doing very well, Chris. Another day, more big news, more changes, more updates. It's getting more and more exciting as we get closer and closer to inbound. It's kind of crazy. There's almost a convergence kind of going on there.
I'm telling you, man.
Yeah.
Like, that's why I feel strongly about one, how much inbound is going to scare the shit out of people. And it's like not just because of what HubSpot is doing. Right. Like we are going to see what AI first means, I think, for real, in HubSpot's like strategy, right? Of the whole platform experience, like changing dramatically. But also these other things happening, which allow them to kind of anticipate, like, it's ship at all costs right now, because you know, just everybody is getting better and the foundations you're building on and getting better and the tool sets getting better. So if you're waiting, if you're holding back to see something, like if you're one of these companies, at least, like, it's going to be too late, like, very quickly. So there's so much value in just being on like the bleeding edge, because next week it's like old news sometimes.
Yeah, it really is. Like, I forget, somebody either posted or, and it's not like, it's not like, if you haven't talked to me in person or whatever, I know a lot of people, or, you know, in person, like on Zoom or whatever. You know, I get a lot of people who are like, well, I know a lot of stuff, but I don't know, you know, as much as you do or whatever. And it's like, look, it's not that like I don't consider old news to be worthwhile. It is. And at least it tells me that like you're trying to keep up and catch up. I don't expect everybody to be able to be at the exact same level, that like me and Chris and George, GBT, I love it, is at. And it's, you know, look, it's my job, first of all. Like, Chris, nearly the same thing. Like, he's just in it every single day. George, very much the same thing, working in it every single day. So it's a lot different. And that's why, you know, we're here to kind of bring that, that level of news to you. But to, you know, to Chris's point, we can only give you the highlights. There's really so much more going on behind the scenes. And at the same time, there is so much more to the usage than like what we can skim. Right. So like we can tell, like, today. Okay. Oh, Nico, there's not really a big thing every day. Cool. Claude can now read other Claude messages. So you have Claude memory.
What?
Is that not a, is that big enough for you?
Is that why?
How's that?
Tell me more, please.
Yeah. So now, just like your chat, GPT, conversations, Claude can now read across conversations.
I knew we'd get there someday.
Yeah, I mean, it definitely was, you know, coming at some point.
This makes sense now. And that's where, like, yesterday, because, like, I'll be honest, I'm pretty proud of my project knowledge when it comes to Claude in terms of what I've learned in terms of limitations and what to do when and how to structure things. And one of the recent lines has been like, oh, like if you let it go into retrieval mode at 7% fill rate of the project knowledge base. Like I tried that. Unless your knowledge base is built like perfectly as a rag, like there's a learning curve and you can't trust, like I can't trust Claude the same way I could if he's not going into retrieving mode. Right.
Right.
And that's been at 7%. Yesterday, I saw it at 6%. And I was like, okay, something must be happening.
a little bit of an update.
It's not, so it's like, where is it? And now I would have to imagine that capability to see across chats almost forces like 100% rag. Like there is no more just bring the whole knowledge base in. I'm gonna test that today, like see if any level of percentage like reduces the retrieval need. But if he shows up and like we start the chat and it's like maybe there's connectors I gotta look at, maybe there's some web search I need to do, maybe the rest of the chats in this Claude instance are relevant, maybe the knowledge base is relevant. You can't start with like a pre-existing knowledge set. Like there's just not, you'd blow your tokens like immediately. Right. So it would make sense that the knowledge base now like is forced retrieval instead of just bringing stuff in. So I have to check that out. That's huge. Right. And it's been brought up before as like a difference that you at least needed to be aware of between Claude and GPT. But I mean, we knew it was coming at some point, right? Like, and this is, it took longer than I expected, honestly, but that's where I just trust the people that are responsible for the products and how they work. But yeah, this conversion, that is huge news for a Claude user.
Yeah. I mean, it's like this for, especially for like you and for me, like for heavy Claude users, right? Especially those of you who run projects like we've been talking about. That has been one of the greatest letdowns with projects is that like, man, it's awesome that I'm collecting all these conversations, but what difference does it make if they're not actually getting referenced? Like to your point, the conversation definitely holds equally as much information, right? And especially if your conversations are loaded with artifacts, you know, does that also equate something? Like, can it go into the artifact of the conversation? Right. Then you're obviously like compounding the amount of storage space that you need. And like now you're all of a sudden the oracle's down to like zero, right? Because it has all the nodes that it needs in the conversations themselves, right? Like each conversation becomes a new node. Let's
say. Yeah. Yeah.
So yeah, definitely, you know, these things are they really are. They change the way in which, so like when I use game changing, that denotes that like it changes the way in which you interact with whatever it is that you're using, right? And so like memory doesn't necessarily add like a new, you know, feature or something like that, but it does change the way in which you interact with Claude in that now, again, for those of you who have like done this in the past or like so far, if you have like at length conversations, like this is huge for at length conversations, especially like I've had these like philosophical conversations with Claude that have just gone like on and on and on. And the entire time I've wished that it was a continuous context and that I wouldn't have to remind him of what we've been talking about. And now I don't have to do that anymore. Right. Like it's, yeah.
Just to bring our friend GBT up to speed here, Claude memory across Claude chats is the update. But we've been talking about this in another show that I'm doing where we're using Claude, MCP, HubSpot, trying to implement the HubSpot portal from scratch without building anything with human hands, right?
Yep.
And what's come up is this. Riley's been referring to it as this multiverse of chats where, like, imagine if you were working with a consultant and at the end of every conversation, it was just like reset and then back for the new conversation. And you got to remind, and it's like having to rewrite the book, and maybe it gets written differently the next time. Mm-hmm. And heaven forbid you hit the limit before you expect to, which is what happened in our second episode. It's like, all right, Claude, build some properties. Well, what any good admin or consultant is gonna see what properties we already got first. And since we didn't give any direction, it started downloading the whole damn property set and ran out of tokens because it's a lot of properties. And it's like, it's not like without understanding that AI limitation and not being able to see across chats, you lose that context. If you didn't, this is like the strangest new form of anxiety, honestly, like, cause it's so good. Like you can be just magic happening in the chat. And then it gets to a point where it's like, you're like pulling the slot machine. Like, all right, I hope we don't hit the limit. Like, please don't hit the limit, please. Like, I just need one more back and forth, right? Just let me go one more round. And then you hit it, and it's like, oh, no. Because if you know when it's coming, you can be like, all right, man, I think we're going to run out. So can you summarize what's happened here and give me the prompt for the new chat?
Yeah.
Right? And it's like, but that's like it's an art and feeling because we can't see token usage and all this stuff.
Right.
And like the way that you can like click on web research and click it off to like help manage the space that it thinks it's about to use. Mm-hmm. It's definitely like a huge learning curve. Now the skill that I need to develop, and this is just me talking, is how to manage that context like effectively across chats, right? Because that's what has gotten me in trouble with the retrieval mechanism. If I just let Claude decide, like my instructions right now, our chat flows right now are not designed to ensure you're going to retrieve the right stuff. And at some point, I won't care about that. I know he will be retrieving like the most relevant stuff, mm-hmm. but we're not there yet. And in that gap, it's like, just be wary. Like the first time I showed it to somebody yesterday, like 3 out of the 4 files that he pulled out of the knowledge base were dead on accurate. Fourth one, not so much. And that's where it's, if I went crazy and took the 6% to 60%, the chances of that being so good, like go way down. And this is where, unless we have it set up like your Oracle, where it's like, consistent naming, like consistent tagging, and you actually can give him a roadmap to get to the information every time. So exciting times. I did want to, since we're talking about Claude and the Oracle, like I'm going through this, there's a comment thread about SEO that I've been engaged in over the past few days on LinkedIn. And I only bring it up because it's like, it's days later and people are continuing to comment on my comments and we're going back and forth and it's clearly resonating, but obviously I'm closer to the SEO dead camp than not. I've never been a huge fan of the whole concept of SEO agencies and SEO, whatever. Right. Most business leaders get themselves in trouble, like, and that has caused so much baggage for the rest of us to unpack. Anyway, but like we have these different types of nodes in the Oracle where it's like, you know, real events and then like kind of how we think about things, or theories that we want Claude to like, you know, back up. But then like, can we capture like current sentiment as a node type, where my thought was like putting in this chat, which has like 100 comments on it, and trying to define like the current human sentiment is like so far away from where we need it to be. Like, how does that impact? Like, and how do we fit that into this web so that we can, we don't want these comment threads to devolve into just like, you know, the classic internet, like stay out of the comments, if you want to be happy today, kind of mentality, because this is where people are going to engage. Like, and if we can't have productive conversations here, it's going to be very hard to move people forward. So where's your mind go in terms of like, how do we capture like current human understanding or sentiment, or are we already doing that in your setup of the Oracle?
I wouldn't say that we are doing it with the Oracle. I wouldn't say that. I'll be fair and say and admit that, because what we capture are like major global events, and the way is like what we're capturing is like the potential impact, and like where the, you know, which direction the river is going to flow in. I think we can definitely capture the sentiment, because we can do things like, looking at, let's say, the Oracle is having a hard day today. Let me just say.
I feel like this week has been one of those like just hard internet weeks.
Man,
like, every system, every which way is getting slower. There's error messages popping up. And I once asked like my AT&T like guy who was connecting, you know, a new line at the apartment, because he said he was like going to school for like networking, like super technical stuff. Mm-hmm. And I was like, is there a world where it's like the world's just heavy traffic today and everybody's low on bandwidth and it's just going to impact everything? And he didn't say no. So I'm sure it's somewhere in between. But when you like break down the pieces of data centers and like true bandwidth, it's like, it can be possible. It just feels weird when everybody's having random problems with different systems on the same day at the same time. It's like, yeah, what's going on here? But yeah, I think that's where I take care in asking for that, because it can get very subjective very quickly. And if we don't like give it its own context category, like it can very easy. I mean, this is what we see happening in conversations real time. It's like, oh, I saw somebody say this, so this must be the truth. Like, and it would be very easy for us to like, you know, add that bias into the system if we're instructing, you know, Claude how to treat this thing. Like if we were just to say, oh, this new event happened, this random like 100 comment thread on LinkedIn yesterday.
Yeah.
Like speaking gospel, please add it as a node, just like everything else. It's like, yeah, we want to avoid that. But I think the sentiment part, because if anything's going to actually slow down the timeline, it's current understanding of human sentiment.
And I think it's possible, right? Like, yeah. I think it's a thing where like, yeah, I think I'm definitely going to try to add, because what I feel we've been missing is definitely like a financial aspect of things, but sentiment definitely makes for, like an understandable new addition to it, simply because of the fact that like that does weigh on impact in terms of like policy change, especially when it comes to like where people's heads are at and whether they think that we're going too far with stuff or not. That's all definitely going to be determined on like how high the level of fear is with everything. And I think it's definitely possible to capture just through like social media feedback, right? Thankfully we have, Perplexity to be able to search through things like Reddit. And even Claude, right, can do web search, analysis. So you can, I mean, I think for that, we don't necessarily, like, we don't do deep research stuff when it comes to adding these nodes. That would be insane. And we would run out of tokens in a day, like probably in an hour. So
yeah. Day would be like, that's, I'm good. Yeah. Good with, yeah, the day. Right.
That would be amazing.
It's like minutes.
I think just I did like
a couple Opus.
Yep. Yeah, exactly. Did a couple Opus thinking and it was like, hey, you're done for 7 hours. Like, fuck. So yeah, I think, if we did like deep research though, just like a sonnet, nice light deep research on social feedback.
Yeah.
That would probably cover it. But we'd probably have to do one of those per quarter, right?
Yeah.
Well, at this point, we'd probably have to do a monthly, just to be able to get the feedback. Cause last poll I saw was almost 60-40. Almost. It was a little bit closer to 70-30, but it, I want to say it was, yeah, let's just say 65, whatever, 65-35. I think in that the sentiment was like in favor of versus, you know, definitely don't want to see more of AI. And I think that's better than what, it's honestly way better than what I thought it would be. I thought it would be like 10 to 90. So at least like some people are seeing it. And I think that's also because of work, right? Like white collar workers are seeing it. College kids are seeing it. But we are also having these like super detrimental impacts of, you know, the change, like the change is happening. Okay. Like I wish I could sit here and like talk about just regular like work shit every single day and say like, oh yeah, no, it's just going to be how it applies to you using HubSpot. Like the world is changing now. It really is. Okay. Like if you don't think that's true, go look at, how much job loss there was last month, just last month. Okay. The numbers are legitimate. The White House, let's not get into it. And then go take a look at the actual percentage of those jobs that were AI related, because it's not 26,000. It's like 175 or 180K out of the 240,000. Okay. So like it's happening, right?
AI related in terms of probably going away because AI is now doing that thing.
More. No, I will say that more so it was like, hey, we have this thing now. It was what we've been talking about. It was that people who know how to use it are replacing groups of people who don't either don't use it or don't know how to use it. I'm still running into developers who are like, wow, I'm not using that crap. I could still, you know, debug stuff better than the AI. And it's like, okay.
That's crazy talk, right?
It really point. Like, it's insane to me for anybody to sit there and be like, well, you know, I can blah, blah, blah better than AI. Boy, that's weird to me nowadays. That's super weird because whatever that thing is, give me 10 minutes to prove you wrong. That's how long it'll, I mean, probably less than that in most cases. That's how wrong it is, right? The world is changing. Whatever you think you are an expert at, anyone else can become that same level of intellectual expert, right? Maybe not like with the actual experience of doing things, right? But they can definitely know what you know very quickly,
right? Like, right.
On the job training is pretty much gone because they just have to search for whatever the answer is for the question, and the things know all of the things. So like it can search through the web, which is where the answer is going to be somewhere in there anyway. You can perplexity it, which is literally the most accurate way to answer every single question you can think of. Like when people are like, well, how come you use like more than one LLM? It's like, well, because, and like, why wouldn't you use GPT for search? It's like, it's the same reason why I wouldn't use a Swiss Army knife to drive a nail into a board, right? Like, yes, it has a mini hammer. Is that worth the shit? No, it's not quite as good as this, you know, actual Stanley hammer that's made for driving nails, right? So outside of that, college kids, good luck to you. I mean, we tried to tell you like a year ago, like stop doing that shit. It's over now.
Yeah.
It's just like, it's over.
I mean, I've got my third grader nephew is starting today and I'm trying to find the right time. to have him ask, are we going to learn about AI this year?
Yeah. I would just start.
Right.
Honestly, like I would just start. I showed my cousins, my nephews, my nieces and nephew last year. And yeah, it was mind blowing to them that, I mean, they didn't even know about like Google Translate.
Right.
Right. And yeah, then to like show them GPT.
That's how far the system is behind. Like and in the majority when I of showed places. Them,
it was, no, this was 2 years ago. Yeah. Because when I showed them, it was GPT-4 still, but voice had just come out. And if I showed them like what the change is now, their heads would explode. Right.
Yeah.
I mean, for, especially for kids, like why kids? Because they're super curious. And that is what like this technology does best is it feeds that curious mind with facts. Right. So like all the things you want to know, why do butterflies do this? How come ants are this size? What does this thing mean about molecular science? What the hell is quantum mechanics? Like all of yeah. this kind of stuff, like whatever questions you have, like I can only imagine how smart kids are going to be. Like current kids in high school are probably going to make me look really, really bad by the time they hit college.
Like, well, even by then, they've got to unlearn some stuff. Like, because this 5 to 10 year old range where it's just like anything's possible, I'm going to ask any question that comes to mind. Like, and now that GPT and Google have like these learning modes where mm-hmm. you don't just have to get the answer right away. Yeah. This is where parents, you have so much at your disposal now to help with this. And like, instead of what happens in school, which is like, oh, that's not going to be on the test. Don't worry about it. Like and that's where a lot of the books that are coming out now about AI and like how to transition the workforce. Like there's so much evidence to show that like, in order to have an industrial society of like line workers, you have to educate the critical thinking out of it, right? So our entire education system is done that, right?
Yeah.
And so the older you get inside of the educational system, that's going to happen. And that's where if you can get in there right now, I mean, meanwhile, we hear about Dharmesh's son, like world building and like, I'm so excited to see him have access to something like Genie 3, where he can actually just go from like the world building he was doing, like in theory, and then just add all of that information, right? Not redo it. Just like push it over into the other model that now does this thing on top of that, like that last layer. This is where if you could just think a couple steps ahead, right, and understand how this stuff works, he doesn't have to redevelop or do anything differently. He just gets mm-hmm. to work in a new spot and just add on top, right? And how amazing will that be? And for him, like 13, 14, something like that.
Yeah.
Like you start to show kids that, and then you show them the current educational system, they can be like, bye, Felicia. Yeah. Like,
yeah.
Like, what are you doing to me? Like, this makes no, I cannot make this make sense in my head. So I'm not going to engage like with this thing that you're showing me. Like,
right.
Right.
I mean, like the whole magic school bus, right? Like all that kind of thing. It's like, again, you're going to walk into a classroom that's going to visually transform like the danger room into, I mean, like that's the best it's going to get for a classroom. There's not going to be any places to put your books, nothing. You're just going to go walk into the building and you're going to go walk into your simulation lab for the day, whatever it is, whatever it's going to be. Right. And I don't even know, maybe it's a simulation lab. Maybe it's not. When I see sci-fi movies, it's homeschooling. but it's like the best possible homeschooling you can think of, because it's like, oh, your kid's going to go into chemistry class with, you know, Mr. Wizard or whatever. And it's like, and that guy knows everything about chemistry, and it's a fun, teacher, tutor, what have you. It's a different world. Yeah. Totally different world.
It is a different world. And we will continue trying to highlight the parts that are different that we think you need to pay attention to tomorrow, as we're already at time. So until tomorrow morning, Mr. Lefakis, we'll see you then.
Till then, Chris. See you guys.